In New York last week, as war clouds gathered, I went to the place where the Twin Towers once stood. I didn't relish the visit, but as this was my first trip to the city since 9/11, I felt a duty to go to the location I used to visit often, where I had dined at Windows on the World and looked down on a far different world than we inhabit today. They say the symbiosis of space and mass energizes the most moving sculpture. This is true of the Great Void that replaced the World Trade Center. Framed by neighboring skyscrapers, this vast emptiness is profound. Yet this is inhabited space, this cavity in the sky. It is redolent of innocent souls and heroes whose lives ended on the day in which ours, the living, would change in ways we are still discovering. From the 67th floor of the North Tower, my former assistant, Ian, somehow rushed to safety. On his way down, he and his co-workers ran into firemen rushing up, struggling under the weight of their equipment. Ian tried to memorize badge numbers of the firemen to thank them later, but the numbers vanished, like the firemen themselves. A little boy behind me asks his father, "Why are all these people here, Daddy?" The father replies, "They came to see where the buildings fell down." At his young age, the boy doesn't need to know more. Unscathed, St. Paul's Chapel stands a few yards from the devastation at Ground Zero. This place of worship offered a special ministry to victims, to exhausted emergency workers, and to families of the lost. Today, it's a shrine. Hanging from its balconies are great handmade cloth banners. They use words like faith, grace, and we shall overcome. There is no connection here to Iraq. Missing are the words war, preemptive attack, and go it alone. Someone has entered something striking in the chapel's guest book. The entry reads, "Too often it is in loss that we discover the things we love and why we love them." The words refer to the Twin Towers, of course, but they could also apply to another casualty of 9/11, some of our civil liberties. Will war and its inevitable reprisal create conditions in which we let the government withdraw more of our freedoms because we forget how much we love them until we lose them? Outside St. Paul's Chapel, street vendors are barking at their tables, selling cheap glass replicas of the towers. It is commercial exploitation, but I'm not offended by it. Not really. At least it isn't political exploitation, which is worse. This is Les Aucoin.